Theo, we heard you. A builder's reply on AI video editors. Theo Brown asked why every AI video editor is built by someone who doesn't get video editing. A first-person reply from VibeChopper's founder on what we built, what we missed, and where editorial AI is different from the generative slop he's pointing at. The party. About a week ago, on a Monday night in May, I was at a party in California, holding a chrome-colored rocks glass full of sparkling water and trying to remember anyone's name. Theo Brown, at Theo, was there. We ended up in the kind of conversation you can only really have once you've abandoned the small talk perimeter, AI tools that touch creative work. The party. I'm not going to pretend I remember exactly what either of us said. I had two seltzers and zero notes. But the spirit of what Theo said to me, as best I can reconstruct it, was something like, video editors should sit down and actually edit their videos, line by line, themselves. If you really care about the work, you'll do the work. He was friendly about it. He wasn't lecturing me. He was being honest the way he is on a podcast. Direct, opinionated, willing to stake the position. The party. I remember thinking two things at the same time. One, he's not wrong about the failure mode. Most AI video editor products in 2026 are frankly embarrassing. Two, he is almost certainly also not the maximalist AI is for cowards guy that the discourse sometimes paints AI skeptics as. This is the founder of T3 Chat. Theo is a guy who has thought about where AI helps and where it hurts. The party take was a sharp, well-aimed version of a real concern, not a Luddite confession. The party. So I sat with it. I went home, reread the public version of his take, and wrote this. What Theo actually said in public. Here is the version of Theo's position I'm going to engage with on the merits. From May 2025, in reply to one of the many cursor for video editing launches. What Theo actually said in public. Why is every AI video editor made by someone who doesn't seem to get video editing? What Theo actually said in public. That's the whole tweet. At Theo, May 2025. 12 words. It does not say AI shouldn't edit video. It says the people building these AI video editors don't understand video editing. Those are two completely different claims. What Theo actually said in public. The party version and the public version are pointing at the same thing from different angles. The party version is what you say when you've watched 10 of these tools demo back to back and you're tired. The public version is the sharpened claim you can defend. What Theo actually said in public. Both are a builder's critique. Make the thing well or don't make the thing. I respect that critique enormously. I'd rather be told my product misses the craft than be told it's amazing by someone who's never opened a timeline. Theo and I have had public exchanges about this on X over the past year, and they've always made the roadmap better. What Theo actually said in public. So this post is not a rebuttal. It's a builder's reply. Why he's right about most AI video editors. Let me steelman the critique first, because if I don't, the rest of this post is just me dodging. Why he's right about most AI video editors. Most AI video editors in 2026 are bad. Not they have rough edges bad, conceptually bad. Four mistakes at once. Why he's right about most AI video editors. One, they generate when they should edit. You upload a shoot and the tool slides toward generating new pixels, new B-roll, AI fill of stuff you didn't shoot. The output stops being yours. Theo's tweet calls this out in 12 words. Casey Neistat has warned about it for a year in different language. The audience can smell it. Two.
They treat editing as one button. Real editing has 50 decisions in it. A one-button tool collapses 50 decisions into one default. Three. They assume you don't have taste. Most AI editors are designed for someone who doesn't know what a J-cut is, doesn't know where the breath belongs. They condescend by default. Four. They were built by engineers who never sat through a four-hour edit. This is the Theo line. If the people building the tool have never spent a Saturday nudging a fade by one frame at midnight, the tool will show it. No amount of model improvements fixes a product that was wrong at the spec layer. Why he's right about most AI video editors. He's right. He's right four times. The difference between generative and editorial AI. Here's where my reply starts. The difference between generative and editorial AI. The category Theo is correctly burning down is generative AI for video. Tools whose job is to make video, text to video, image to video, AI fill, talking head generators, the whole pile. There are legitimate uses for some of that. There are also a lot of slop pipelines. The criticism applies cleanly. The difference between generative and editorial AI. But there's a second category that discourse keeps smooshing into the first one, and it's the one I've spent the last 18 months building inside. I call it editorial AI. The difference between generative and editorial AI. Editorial AI doesn't make pixels, it moves them. It takes a timeline of your real footage and performs the same operations a junior editor would, trim, split, ramp, transition, label, sequence. It doesn't generate a fake you reading a script. It rearranges the actual you that you actually shot. The difference between generative and editorial AI. The vocabulary matters. Generative means new content. Editorial means new structure on existing content. The audience trust collapse Theo is worried about is a generative problem. Editorial AI is a different beast. And importantly, it's a beast the editors he respects already use. They just don't call it AI. Avid bins, scene detection in Premiere, auto transcribe into script. Every modern editor stack has had editorial AI in it for a decade. Nobody's mad. The difference between generative and editorial AI. What makes a new editorial AI tool worth defending isn't that it removes the human, it's that it removes the tax, the click 500 times tax, so the human can spend more time on the parts only the human can do. What Vibe Chopper did differently? I'll be specific. Three things, and they map directly back to Theo's critique. What Vibe Chopper did differently? One, the chat is a control surface, not a generator. What Vibe Chopper did differently? The chat panel in Vibe Chopper looks like a chat panel. It's not. It's a director's intercom. What Vibe Chopper did differently? You type, or you speak, what you want the cut to be. Trim the first 5 seconds of clip 3. Split clip 7 at the laugh. Cross-dissolve into scene 2. Drop a lower third on the founder. Polish the timeline for dead air. The model reads your project, every frame, every transcript line, every clip you already dragged in, and issues a tool call against the existing timeline. The clip moves, the transition appears, the overlay lands on the right beat. What Vibe Chopper did differently? It doesn't write you a paragraph about what it would do, it does it. And this is the part the engineers who never edited can't miss. It does it on the timeline you already built, with the footage you already shot, in the order you already chose to keep. That's the difference between generation and editing. The chat is the steering wheel, not the engine. What Vibe Chopper did differently? Two.
Every tool call leaves a receipt. What Vibe Chopper did differently? This is the one I'd love to drag Theo over to a screen for, because it's what the slop tool category does not do. What Vibe Chopper did differently? Every time the AI touches the timeline in Vibe Chopper, it fires a tool event, a typed record of what it did, when, why, on which clip, against which frames, with which transcript snippet as evidence. The server publishes those events over a stream. The chat panel renders them as cards. What Vibe Chopper did differently? Each card has what Vibe Chopper did differently, a status badge, running, completed, failed, a clip identity pill with the thumbnail and time range of the clip it touched, a three-frame strip, in, middle, out, so you can see the clip the model picked, a transcript range with the actual line that made the model pick this clip and not the next one, a before-after timeline diff, and a one-click button that jumps the playhead to the cut. What Vibe Chopper did differently? TS publishes a typed event stream, tool event started, tool event updated, tool event completed, timeline snapshot created, timeline changed. The card you see in chat isn't a confidence screen. It's the actual contract of what happened. If you don't trust the model, click the jump button and watch the cut. If the cut's wrong, reject the candidate. The run takes your replacement and keeps going. What Vibe Chopper did differently? This is what I mean by editorial AI. The model doesn't ask you to trust it. It hands you the receipts and asks you to verify it. What Vibe Chopper did differently? The other AI video editors Theo's right to be mad at do not do this. They show you a finished cut and a regenerate button. You don't see what they touched, why they touched it, or what they considered and didn't pick. You get the slop and the vibe and you're supposed to nod. What Vibe Chopper did differently? We don't do that. The whole product is built around the assumption that you, the creator, are still the one making the editorial decisions. The AI is just doing the wrist work. What Vibe Chopper did differently? 3. Brief as context. The model reads what you wrote before it cuts. What Vibe Chopper did differently? Briefly, before the AI touches your timeline, you can hand it a brief. Paragraph, bullet list, voice memo, sketch of intent. This is a 30-second trailer for a wedding I shot. Lean on the speeches, not the dance floor. The grandma joke at minute 47 has to land. What Vibe Chopper did differently? The model carries that brief through every tool call. When it picks between two candidate clips, it picks against the brief. When you reject a candidate, the rejection updates the brief. What Vibe Chopper did differently? The reason this matters in the Theo frame is that the brief is the part of editing only the human can do. What is this cut for? Who is it for? What feeling do you want the audience to leave with? Outsource the brief, you get slop. Write the brief and let the model do the wrist work, you get an edit that's still yours. What Vibe Chopper did differently? The brief is the seat. The chat is the steering wheel. The tool call cards are the dashboard. The footage is yours, the cut is yours, the taste is yours. The wrist is on loan. The five places we still have work to do. I'd be a coward if I didn't list these. Theo's critique was useful precisely because it was specific. The five places we still have work to do. 1. The default polish is still too aggressive. Out of the box, the polish tool trims too tight on dead air. Experienced editors know that a breath is a beat. The brief override already works. The new default ships mixed release. 2. Multicam isn't there yet. The AI can pick a take, but not the right angle with the consistency a human would. For now, multicam users do the angle pick by hand. 3. Music selection is a known weak spot. The model is good at where music should rise and fall. It is not yet good at picking the right song. We default to your library. We don't generate stock pop. 4. It's still possible to use the chat to be lazy. Just make me something good is a prompt that exists. The brief is the antidote. We need to nudge harder toward writing a real one. 5. The receipts are powerful, but only if you read them. Some users skim the tool call cards and approve everything. That's a UX failure on our part. We're iterating on which cards demand a verify click. The 5 places we still have work to do. 5 honest gaps. Any working editor could add 10 more. I'd rather have the list public than varied. The thing that keeps me up about this debate. There's a version of the do-it-yourself or you-don't-care argument that's really about something deeper than AI. It's about attention as a form of love. When you sit at a timeline for 9 hours and watch the same 30-second cut 40 times to nail the rhythm, that's the creator caring. The audience feels it. It's the difference between a piece of work that has a person inside it and a piece of work that doesn't. The thing that keeps me up about this debate. I share that intuition completely. I don't want to live in a world flooded with content that nobody was inside of. The thing that keeps me up about this debate. But, and this is what I'd push back on at the party if I could replay it, the wrist is not where the love lives. The love lives in the brief, in the order, and whose face you held on, in what you cut for the audience's sake, and what you kept because you couldn't bear to lose it, in the breath before the punchline. The wrist work, dragging the razor tool 500 times, is the labor that expresses the taste, but it isn't the taste itself. The thing that keeps me up about this debate. The question is, what do they do with those 3 hours? If they ship more slop faster, Thea wins. If they spend those hours on the brief, on a second pass for pacing, on a third pass for the parts only they can hear, everyone wins. The thing that keeps me up about this debate. We're building deliberately for the second creator. That's the bet. An open invitation. Theo, if you read this, the door's open. An open invitation. I would genuinely love to have you on a stream. Bring a shoot. Bring a project that matters to you. Sit at Vibe Chopper with me for an hour. Type the brief. Watch the tool calls. Click the receipts. Reject the cuts you don't like and tell me where we're missing the craft, and I'll fix it on camera if I can. An open invitation. You said something at the party I haven't been able to put down. That caring is the work, and the work is what you do yourself. I think you're right about the caring part, and I think there's a version of yourself that's bigger than the rest. I'd like to convince you in person or be wrong in person. Either one moves the product forward. An open invitation. To the rest of the readers who got this far, the chat-driven edit and the tool call receipts are both free to try. Drop in a shoot, write a brief, read every receipt. If a card says it cut something you didn't want cut, reject it, pick your own clip, and watch the run keep going. That's editorial AI in one paragraph. An open invitation. The slot pile is real and Theo's right to point at it. So is the other thing.
An open invitation. Steve, an open invitation. Keep reading. An open invitation. Casey, Hank, and the myth that caring equals clicking. The broader version of the do-it-yourself or you don't care argument, addressed in full. We want to give creators their power back. The manifesto behind the product. Watch the AI show its work. A deep look at the tool called cards, the event stream, and the receipts. Tell it what you want, watch it cut. The chat as control surface walkthrough.